I know this song sounds good on FM 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. This is Queen, Radio Gaga. Today's National Radio Day. This is a banger, all-time banger. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Hey, guess what? Today's Wednesday. You see it on their Instagram. Get a burger, get a free beer. Wednesday all day. You're thinking about somewhere to go tonight? Have a little drink after work, maybe? Get yourself a burger, you get a free beer. Funky Buddha, Oakland Park. They are going to be watching some football there tonight. A little Tigres action. The friendly little soccer team you may be familiar with here in South Florida. So
sure.
Soccer tonight at Funky Buddha. Get a free beer with the purchase of a burger tonight at Funky Buddha. It is going off. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. All right, quick look at the headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And that's brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kias in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Djibouti.
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 The Dolphins.
You've never heard of Djibouti?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had. It's in the Horn, right? The Horn of Africa. I didn't know it was...
That I don't know.
I didn't know it was a country, though. I thought Djibouti was a city in Africa.
No, Djibouti's a country. The reason that I know Djibouti, this is funny, because Crowder mentioned he went on Stu Gatz's podcast today. Years ago, when I worked on the Levitard show, we used to have Dan Rather come on just about every week. And he told us a story one day about doing a story in Djibouti. And we'd never heard of it. And we, you know, as radio hacks do, isolated the sound of him saying Djibouti. And that became part of the Suey montage and the end of the show and whatever. Just Dan Rather saying Djibouti. And, you know, us finding it funny like children.
Same way as with me is some story about somebody trying to get extradited from a city. And I saw Djibouti and I was like, that's a funny word. So same thing. If you hear Djibouti, you'll never forget it.
You'll never forget it.
My best friends are in Japan right now, Hawk. And I know you loved Japan when you went.
Love to go back. Just loved it there.
Why don't you go back?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. It is such an extensive trip. And if you're going to travel that far again, should you go see a place that you've already seen when there are so many places you haven't? So money's not limitless and time is not limitless when you're working. So I would love to go back to Tokyo, but that is an undertaking. And so if I'm going to take on that undertaking, we've never been to Italy. We've never been to Australia. You know, there's places that we'd like to see as well. So I don't know.
It's the safari thing with me. Y'all know I loved Kenya. The safari being like waking up and seeing baboons and zebras run around outside of your door. It was amazing experience. Then you look at 18 hours of travel and you're like, now I got to go to New York, to Amsterdam, to Kenya. I'm getting on 3 planes. This is terrible. I'm not doing this.
Well, then go to Cracker Barrel, because for the first time in 47 years, Cracker Barrel has changed its logo. They've updated it.
Terrible.
Awful. It's like modernistic, sleek, stupid.
Terrible. It's not even sleek. It looks hackneyed to me. And then they took out the guy at the barrel.
Yeah.
I think it looks amazing.
They took out the cracker at the barrel.
The big porch with the chairs just remind me of Django Unchained. I'm uncomfortable at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I love that big porch. Play some checkers.
That little game's a ploy. The golf tee game. Who wins? No one's ever won that.
So brilliant.
history of time, no one's ever won that game.
So brilliant. Speak for yourself.
Are there actually rules to that game? Do people actually know how to properly play that game? I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody does.
What are you talking about?
I think people think they know what they're doing.
What are you talking about?
You jump over it, but nobody knows how to play it.
What? Do you not know how to play checkers?
I know how to play checkers. I know how to play checkers.
There's rules, but it's a ploy. There's always two in the corner.
You can jump over the golf tee, and it has to be an open spot. And it can't be more than one spot. It's the simplest rules.
You finish. It's always two in the corners, not by each other.
Because you're dumb.
No.
Yes. It's a smart contest.
It's a trick.
A smart contest.
It is.
This is the thing. Hawk thinks he knows the rules, but you don't actually know the rules. No. You don't. You just think you jump over. How do you win?
You leave one.
One.
That if you leave one, you've won.
But what he does is...
You can't be this dumb.
No, Solana, there's two in the corners, and he just takes one and throws it on the table and celebrates. He didn't,
literally
he's never won that game.
Dumb.
He's never won that game before.
Of course I won that game. Game's for idiots.
Yeah, you cheat because you're cheating yourself.
I play by the rules.
No, you don't.
What could the rules possibly be, Solana?
But you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't think...
No.
You've actually read the rules or the rules.
There's no rules to read.
Exactly. That's my point. Nobody genuinely knows what the rules are to that game. They've just assumed it's checkers.
Well, it's not checkers. It's conceptually the same. The rules are, you should go there tonight. The rules are take the tee, shove it as far as it can go in your ear, then take another one, do the other one, see if you can win.
And then slap the side of your head.
You can't be this dumb. All right. Do you have anything in the headlines?
Game's never been beaten in the history of time.
It's never been lost in the history of time.
Man, Hawk seems like a real treat to go to Cracker Barrel with. Jeez.
I mean, I can't imagine this guy looking at that and going, I can't figure it out. But then again, that happened with the chocolate cake. So it does kind of make sense.
Erroneous. All right, your local headlines. No joke. The Dolphins, they practice today. They're going to have joint practice tomorrow with the Jacksonville Duval Jaguars.
Duvals.
Darren Waller.
Dugatz is listening, by the way, and he said I should take Solana's name off the show for what he just said.
Should add my name.
Yeah.
And known the rules. And Jimmy. There you go, Jimmy, man. Politic, baby. Yeah. Get right.
There you go.
Hey, Stu.
Sleep we've for already, 2 hours.
We've already got Chris Cody texting us and DMing us every show. We don't need another guy from Meadowlark, all right? Settle down.
Listen, I don't know if Stu Gatz is with Meadowlark, so you settle down.
Hey, man. You can cuss on Stu Gatz's show.
You can.
Oh, yeah. I lit up. I cussed the first time. It was funny. Because he came on, was like, hey, Hawk said this. I said, Hawk is full of ish. I was like, oh, my bad. He's like, no, you're good. Oh,
it's okay. Liberating, isn't it?
Yeah, he opened up the floodgates. I was like, oh, I'm allowed to cuss? This is amazing.
Our show would be way different if we could cuss at each other.
I would have just lit you up 4 seconds ago. I mean, lit you up.
Before Jimmy says, ready? And we say, yes, those commercial breaks are ridiculous.
Los Marlins, they're trying to avoid a sweep. They've lost two straight to the Cardinals. Tonight, 6:40 p.m., it's your first pitch.
All right, I've got Marlins tickets to give away in like 10 seconds here, so don't go anywhere.
And Inter-Miami does play, as Hawk mentioned, Tigres today. It's the Birds and the Tigers, 8 p.m. rather, at Chase Stadium tonight. Still no official update on Leo Messi. We're waiting to see if he'll be in form and available to play tonight.
All right,
guys. Your weather right now, let's check my old Apple Watch here. 90 degrees.
Check the old Casio.
You, You just got an Apple Watch. Why are you so proud of your Apple Watch?
That's my Instagram algorithm right now is like day watch traders, these Rolex traders on 47th Street in New York City. Just fascinating stuff. They videotape themselves going around. They'll buy a Rolex for 7 G's and then they'll go convince another guy to buy it from them for 8 or 8.5 G's.
Fascinating. There is a niche for everything. It is so wild to me. Like that that's obviously like that's a market and people know about it and they do it and they watch it. It is just wild to me.
Tell my kids an idiot's born every day.
Yeah.
I really love it because it just reminds me of interactions I'd get at my synagogue on a daily basis because 47th Street is basically my synagogue. Phenomenal.
What's your birthday, Solana?
May 30th. You're going to buy me a Rolly? May 30th.
No. That was what you're the idiot that was born.
Yeah. All right. Go bench press, Danny Crowder.
That's not my
both
niche.
Tees in this block of wood. I can't imagine. Am I supposed to create some sort of piece of art? Do I make some sort of telescope out of this? Is this an appetizer?
He chewed up 3 golf tees.
I don't know why people love this place. The food's dry and bland to me.
Ranch, please.
That's your weather.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, Funky Djibouti happy hour. And if you head out to Funky Buddha tonight, you can buy a burger, you get a free beer. I mean, what's better than that? Or watch a little soccer tonight at Funky Buddha. I mean, they do it all season long and football season. I mean, that will be the place to be. Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. And we got to turn things over to Dan Day here on the radio station. Mark Schlereth, who didn't join us today, is now scheduled to join us tomorrow. And tomorrow's Dolphins joint practice with the Jags. And I mean, it's so close to college and pro football, real meaningful games. You can smell it. Holy mackerel. You can smell it. All right.
Saturday,
you get. Zero, man. I mean, you can sit in front of the couch. You can sit on the couch in front of the TV all day Saturday. If you sit in front of the couch on Saturday, you're just going to end up watching the couch.
Why would you sit on the floor if it's a couch right there?
Listen, my son's taking Oxy because of his surgery, so he may just sit in front of the couch all day Saturday, watch the couch.
This game is amazing.
Anyway, before we get out of here for the evening, I want to talk to you about Perfect Choice Roofing. What did I say earlier? Shingles don't have to be painful. Roofing shingles, of course. And it's a topic that I'm familiar with. You know, since we've owned homes, we've had 2 different ones in South Florida over the last 20 years where I had to replace the roof, the entire roof on each of those homes. And I'm telling you, if your home needs a new roof or maybe just a repair, my guy Party Peter at Perfect Choice Roofing will have you covered. I know my first neighborhood, we got a letter from the Homeowners Association saying, hey, your roof isn't up to snuff. So maybe you've gotten one of those letters or maybe you know you're getting one of those letters. Perfect Choice Roofing. Just remember the website, roofhotline.com, roofhotline.com. Perfect Choice Roofing offers instant range estimating, meaning you can get a price range of your roof within 30 seconds and see different roof options at the same time. All you have to do is visit roofhotline.com. And like I mentioned, maybe it's not an entire new roof you need, maybe just some repairs. Maybe you've got some shingles that have gone bad. Maybe you're seeing a little dime size or quarter size leak on a ceiling inside, which is how I ended up having to have my second roof replaced. you start to see that you're playing with fire, man. You want to go to the website, roofhotline.com, and take care of it now so that it doesn't become a major problem. Party Peter and roofhotline.com, they've got you covered. There's no job they can't do. So if you're looking for a reliable company that offers the best manufacturer warranty, like a 30-year warranty, just contact Perfect Choice Roofing at roofhotline.com. Again, whether it's an entire new roof or just a repair, Party Peter and Perfect Choice Roofing have you covered. Visit that website right now, roofhotline.com. And as they like to say, we like big roofs and we cannot lie. I may have thrown that in myself. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Marlins, go Inter Miami, go Reno Aces if Matt Mervis is in the lineup. If they put him on the bench again, they can go to hell. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Let's just sit on the couch.